Chris, tell me about this video that you're releasing today.
Yeah, we're really happy that today we're able to share a new short film. It's called Talurutu Teriunga, which is the Inuktitut name for Lancaster Sound. It's based on a poem written by an Iqaluit artist, Lakuluk William Sambathiri. And really, it's an exploration of the significance of Lancaster Sound, and through really, really powerful visual images and even more powerful language written by Lakuluk. And one of the things we're really happy about is that it's a piece that it's available both in Inuktitut and in English. And just from judging by the few people who've screened it in advance of its release, both in Inuktitut and English, we're really happy that it works very well in both languages.
Tell me about the significance of Lancaster Sound.
Sure. So for your listeners who aren't familiar with the region, Lancaster Sound is the eastern entrance to the Northwest Passage. I mean, and in actual reality, you could probably say that in Canada we have a number of passages, Northwest Passages, that go through the Arctic. But really, because of the geography, there's only one real entrance, and that's through Lancaster Sound. And so that's significant both for human transportation, but also for migrating species that migrate through the sound seasonally. And so you've got enormous populations, very significant populations of whales and seals and narwhal in particular. And the predictable migration of these species probably is one of the reasons why Inuit have lived in that region for centuries and have relied upon what is globally recognized as a very significant and very abundant marine ecosystem.
Now, this is also an ecosystem that the Inuit and your group have tried for many years to protect. Where are we at now? Where are the efforts to get some kind of protection for Lancaster Sound?
Yeah, as you alluded, there's been a struggle to protect Lancaster Sound that goes back a number of decades, and it goes back to the 70s and early 80s, when there was a lot of oil exploration and interest in the Arctic, and from time to time that oil, the interest to tap the oil resources has come back into the fore. Recently, the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers, as recently as last year, has lobbied the federal government to keep the area open for oil and gas exploration. And that's been a struggle that people in the adjacent communities have been fighting for years. And so we're hoping the federal government committed to protecting Lancaster Sound and to creating a National Marine Conservation Area. The process has lagged, and so we're hoping that that this film, which coincidentally is coming out with obviously a new federal government in Canada, we're hoping that this might just be a bit of a kickstart and a reminder that this process and these commitments are long overdue.
Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.